the Lord, as He has brought us here safely together this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoicing in it. Right? It's a hymn, it's a prophecy in the Word of God.
感谢主，今天早晨主把我们平安地带到这里一起聚会。我们想到那首诗歌所唱的说，今天我们要喜乐，因为这一天是主所创造的。
Congress of United States didn't give us this Sunday, the Resurrection Day of the Lord. It is through the testimony of the Lord.
国会并没有把这一天作为复活的日子给我们，而是借着主耶稣他的复活的见证让我们知道。
As they believe in the Lord of previous generations, that set this day as a day of worship.
是在历史历代的信徒，他们信主了以后，他们把这一天设为复活的。
So if we have a today off, then we are forever grateful for the Lord.
因为我们有今天这一天的休息，所以我们一直永远都会为着这一天感恩。
Whether you believe in the Lord or not.
无论你是信的还是不信主
that we owe thanks to the Lord Jesus.
我们都向着主把我们的感谢归给他
and thank the Lord for the hymn we just sang.
感谢主我们刚刚所唱的这首诗歌
I hope that everyone our hearts get stirred up when we sing this hymn.
我希望每一位唱这首诗歌的时候里面都被 激起
I got very excited.
我实在里面很兴奋。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
That's why one of the reasons that I would like to share the gospel is whenever I prepare for the gospel message, my heart was filled with joy because my mind and heart will be brought back to the moment that I saved the Lord, how I come to know the Lord.
所以每一次当我在这里分享福音这个信息的时候我里面充满着喜乐因为它会把我带回到我得救的那一天
So let's turn to Word of God New Testament John's Gospel
我们现在一起来看新约圣经约翰福音
We're going to read several verses starting from 53
我们来读几处的经节第六章第五十三节开始
So Jesus said to them Truly, truly, I say to you Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man And drink his blood You have no life in yourselves
耶稣说我实实在在地告诉你们你们若不吃人子的肉不喝人子的血就没有生命在你们里面
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
吃我肉喝我血的就有永生。
I will raise him up on the last day.
在末日我要叫他复活。
For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink.
我的肉真是可吃的我的血真是可喝的。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him.
吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面我也常在他里面
As now let's drop down to drop down to 63
我们接下来来看第六十三节。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
And let's drop down to 67. So Jesus said to the 12, Do you want to go away also? Do you?
我们接下来看67节，耶稣就对那12个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
And then verse 69.
第69节.
I'm sorry, the 68. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. And we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
68节, 西门彼得回答说, 主啊, 你有永生之道, 我们还归从谁呢? 我们已经信了, 又知道你是神的圣者。
Let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing.
我们开始之前有些祷告。
Father, how thankful and grateful should we be to you for your great salvation you've done for us in your beloved Son.
父啊, 我们是何等的感恩, 也何等的, 哦, 感激, 因为你在你的儿子里面把这个救恩给了我们。
Through your grace and mercy, you have made this day the day of the resurrection of the Lord your Son.
借着你的恩典和怜悯, 你将这一天变成 这个复活的日子,
so that all the peoples around the globe can come together to worship the Lord, to find salvation in the Lord.
所以全世界的人都可以, 来到你儿子的面前, 在这里来把敬拜, 赞美归给他。
This is the one prayer for today that is, Father, open the eyes of our heart, so we can truly see the Lord and Him alone.
今天我们也有这样的祷告, 求你来开我们心中的眼睛, 让我们真实地看见他, 他是主。
In Christ Jesus, His most holy precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵圣洁的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I thank the Lord giving this opportunity to share the gospel.
感谢主给我们这个传福音的机会。
Gospel is not only for those who haven't believed yet, but also for God's children as well.
福音并不是单单为那些没有信主的, 其实也为着神的儿女。
So if you say, which section of the Bible talks about gospel?
也许你会问, 圣经的哪一部分是在讲福音呢?
It's actually the whole book of the Bible.
其实整本圣经都是。
But today that we're going to pick up this a few passages from the Word of God.
今天我们就在中间选几处。
What do we mean by believing in the Lord?
我们来思想一下什么是信耶稣。
What do we mean by trusting in the Lord?
什么叫信靠耶稣。
So we've been sharing from the book of Gospel, John, according to John.
我们来看约翰福音。
For several sessions now.
我们已经有好几次在那里读约翰福音。
And for chapter 6, I think we already share three sessions.
就约翰福音第六章我们已经交通了三次。
And this one is the fourth one.
这次是第四次。
Now, prior to this miracle of feeding 5,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
在这之前我们交通过那个五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人。
We share that this miracle is very unique.
我们说到这一个神迹是非常的特殊。
Besides the miracle of resurrection of the Lord Jesus himself,
在我们的主耶稣说到他是 这个复活升天的主以外,
this miracle of feeding the 5,000 with the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们的主在这里用五饼二鱼喂饱了5000人。
It's recorded by all 4 Gospels.
在4本福音书都有记载。
4 Gospel offers recorded for us many miracles of Lord Jesus.
四本福音里面 记载着不同的许多我们主耶稣行的神迹奇事。
But only this miracle was recorded by all 4 evangelists.
只有这一个神迹是四本福音书都有记载。
Especially in Gospel according to John.
尤其在约翰福音里面。
And he used the most verses to describe this miracle.
他是在这里篇幅最长的在这里介绍这一个神迹。
Not only miracle itself, but also the deep meaning behind the scene.
不单单是这一件事情的记载，更是在这背后的那个深厚的意义。
Behind this miracle, what God is looking for.
在那里告诉我们，在这个这个神迹的背后，主在那里寻找什么？
Behind this miracle, what God really wants us to get.
在这个神迹的背后，实在神要我们得着是什么？
What does it mean by believing in the Lord Jesus?
究竟信耶稣是什么意思？
Prior chapters, we see that John used the word receive.
在这之前，约翰用的字说是接受。
As a synonym to believing.
好像作为这个相信的这个比喻。
And it's like you are using two hands, receive a gift from the Lord.
好像是用双手在那里接受神主给我们的礼物。
God gave us his son as a gift to us.
神将他的儿子当作礼物给我们。
So we receive him to our heart.
我们接受他进入我们的心。
That is our home, our house.
这是我们的心，我们的房间。
Well, if I said where your home, you'll say, you know, the address. You will call me the address. Yesterday, Brother Jeff moved to another place, and people want to find him. Have a where is your house? Where is your home? They'll give us his address.
所以你来问我你在哪里的话，常常是有一个住址。那就像我们昨天的 Jeff 弟兄，他大家在那里问他你家住哪里，他会把这个地址给人。
But God says when he mentioned where is your home, we cannot give him an address.
所以当主在那里问我们你的家在哪里，我们不能把我们的住址给他。
We tell him.In my heart.
我们告诉他在我心中。
So we accept him into our own house, our own home, into our heart.
所以我们把他接纳接收到我们自己的家里，那就是我们的心。
Another place he says at believing means seeing the Lord.
还有一个地方讲到相信他就是看见他。
With our spiritual eyes.
在我们灵里的眼睛。
Now we have three eyes.
我们有三个眼睛。
If you only rely on what you see with these eyeballs, then your knowledge experience very, very limited and sometimes misleading, and you're in the wrong side of the truth.
假如你只是用你肉体的眼球在那里看的话，那你的认识一定会非常的狭窄，很有限。
Because you could be misguided by optical illusion.
甚至你会被这个光学上面的一些的现象来欺骗。
Or other problems associated with our eyesight.
或者就是因为我们的视力上面的一些缺陷而受限制。
So God gives another set of eyes, that is eyes of our mind.
所以神又把另外一个眼睛给我们，就是我们心思的眼睛。
So with the eyes of mind, we correct some of the things we saw with our eyesight.
所以用我们这个心思的眼睛，可以常常来调整、纠正我们物质的眼球所能看见的。
Now God gave us a third set of eyes, that is the eyes of our heart.
那主又神又把这个第三个眼睛给我们，就是在我们心中那个灵里的眼睛。
Through our faith.
借着信心。
So people often say that faith is the third eye.
所以有人常常说这个信心就是第三个眼睛。
We can see the things in the spiritual world where the Lord lives.
我们能够看见我们主所在的这个属灵的灵界里面。
When he speaks to us, we can hear his voice.
当他向我们说话的时候，我们能听。
When he shows a vision, we can see it.
他将异象给我们的时候，我们能看。
So, and this time, the Lord Jesus used another way to tell us what does it mean by believing in him.
这一次，主在这里告诉我们，相信他意味着什么。
He says here,
在这里他说，
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself.
我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
He who eats my flesh, drinks my blood, has eternal life.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生。
Now compare this verse to John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
所以我们在这里比较约翰福音三章十六节所说的，神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们，信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So over there it says, whoever believes in him will have the eternal life.
在这里说到，只要相信他的就得有永生。
Here it says, he who eats my flesh, drinks my blood, has eternal life.
在这里说，人若吃我的肉，喝我血的人有永生。
So the Lord definitely here telling us that eating his flesh, drinking His blood are equivalent to believing in Him.
所以在这里我们看见主明显的在这里说，吃他肉喝他血是和相信他同等。
Then what does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢？
Why Lord Jesus using this eating Him and drinking Him as the way to believe in Him?
为什么主在这里说吃它喝它跟相信是同等的呢？
So he wants to show us this five very important truth, the facts about believing in him.
在这里他给我们看见有五样非常重要的这个事实，相信他的事实。
The first, it is the most essential.
第一个是最最需要的。
NowWhen we believe in Him, we're not believing in a religion. We are believing in a relationship through the life of Lord Jesus.
当我们说我们相信他，不是相信一个宗教，而是相信我们的主耶稣与他有这个关系。
Through this eternal life that we receive as gifts from God in Christ Jesus.
借着这个永生，我们接受了主耶稣基督成为那个礼物。
So that's why we often said that we are not preaching a religion, we're preaching a relationship with God.
所以我们在这里说，我们传讲的不是一个宗教，而是传说我们主耶稣基督，我们与他之间的关系。
If you believe in a religion as you believe in Christianity as a religion, then you're like you're born in here, then you're a Christian, you're born in.Thailand, you are Buddhist, you're born in Arabia, then you are Muslim. That's just a religion.
若是只是一个宗教的话，那就好像说我们因着我们出生在这里，我们信了一个基督教。若是我们出生在泰国，我们相信的是这个佛教。若是你出生在阿拉伯这些国家，你就相信的是伊斯兰教。
No, we are preaching relationship through the life of Lord Jesus.
而我们在这里传说的是这个关系是借着我们主耶稣他的永远的生命。
So these are five points. Most, so God want to use that, the eating him, drinking him, to tell us this is a five facts. First one is what is most essential.
所以借着吃他的肉喝他的血，主耶稣在那里告诉我们五个最重要的这个特性。
Second is what is most intimate.
前面说的是最需要的，现在是说最亲密的。
And third is what's most personal.
下面说到的是最最直接的。
What is the third? A fourth.
That's the third one. Yeah.
That's the third one.
Yeah.
All right. That's the fourth one. What is most important?
第四个就是最重要的。
And fifth one, what is the most active?
第五个就是说什么是最最有活力的。
活泼的。
活泼的。
Yeah. Okay. You like Facebook, you never update for 3 years. People thought you're dead, right? They all wonder if you're still alive or not, something like that.
所以像那个脸书上面，若是你三年你都没有在那更新，人家会怀疑你是否还活着。
So let's look at the first, what Lord Jesus says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
所以我们先来看第一点，就说到喝他吃我肉喝我血的人有永生这一件事。
Because if you don't eat, you don't drink, then you will not live, you'll die.
这很明显，若是我们不吃不喝，我们不能活，我们一定会死。
If we don't eat and we don't drink, our physical body, our physical life, this life will die.
我们这个肉体的生命需要吃和喝，若是我们不吃不喝，我们必须死。
And I think on average, everyone is three meals.
通常我们每天要吃三餐。
In Taiwan, people eat four meals.
在台湾人们常常要吃四餐。
So it is means it's most essential. So the people eat every day.
这个是我们最最需要的，因为每个人每天都必须吃饭。
You drink more times.
你可能喝的更多次。
For your health.
为着你的健康。
So Lord Jesus used this.Eating him and drinking him to show most essential things in our life for believing is to you have to maintain this relationship.
所以主耶稣用这个比喻吃和喝在那里告诉我们这个是最最需要的，我们跟他之间的关系我们必须吃他喝他。
Because if we don't believe in him, then we die.
若是我们不相信他，我们必定要死。
If we don't believe in him, we don't have life, then we will perish.
我们若是不相信他，我们没有这个生命，我们就会灭亡。
So that's why it's most essential to us in believing in the Lord Jesus.
所以当我们说我们信耶稣，这个是最需要的。
And second aspect is this. It is most intimate.
第二个是说到的最亲密的这一点。
The relationship with God through believing is the most intimate relationship.
我们与神之间的关系借着相信是最最亲密的关系。
From human point, from human experience, that most intimate relationship will be between the wife and husband, or husband and wife.
从人这个角度来看，这个夫妻之间的关系是最亲密的。
The Bible says two become one flesh.
圣经上说二者变为一体。
But God is telling us that the relationship with God through believing is more intimate than that.
但是主其实圣经告诉我们，我们与神之间的这个关系比那个还要亲密。
What we eat, what we drink, eventually through digestive system become the nutrition to us.
我们吃的，我们喝的，最后借着消化系统，最后都成为我们细胞的一部分。
Eventually, it grows into our muscles, skins, and our bones.
就成为我们肌肉骨头和那个皮肤的一部分。
Several hours later, if I ask you, where's your breakfast? Where's the breakfast you ate this morning?
过几个小时以后，我会问你，你早晨吃的早餐都去了哪里
？Coffee or tea you drank this morning？
你喝的咖啡、茶到哪里去了
？It's part of your body, part of you。
成为你身上的一部分了。
You cannot separate it。
你不能把它分开。
It's stronger than super glue。
这个比这个超级这个胶水。还要厉害。
You know, super cool, right? The commercial, I like that commercial. A workman with a helmet and there's a magnet thing on the top of a helmet. And then he was glued on the top of a frame up in the air. As a whole body, and he, of course, very muscle, right? Weight maybe at least 250 pounds. And he was there to show how strong that super glue could be, right?
这个广告在那里介绍这个超级胶水是这样子说到一个人他戴着这个盔甲这个头盔完了上面用这个胶水一直把它粘到这个天花板上而这个人他是这样子的壮实至少有250磅这样的重
So yesterday my this frame actually broken so I use a super glueTry to group them together. Frame, my eye, this frame.
哦，昨天我的眼镜架有断了，所以我就用这个特级的那个超级胶水在那里把它粘。
But it's very difficult because very thin at the end, so the it's very hard for me without the glass to put them this tiny thing together.
这个不容易，因为那个最后的这个眼睛的角特别的细。放这一点点的上去不容易。
Some of the glue actually, is on my skin, on my finger.
所以有些胶水就粘到我的手上。
And that is stuck my two fingers together.
所以我的两个手指就被粘在一起。
Well, if I don't separate them very quickly in a few seconds, then the image, you know, the peel off my skin.
假如几秒钟之间我不把它分开的话，我的皮肤就会被拉下来。
The intimacy between us and God is stronger than you use super glue to glue two persons together.
所以在这里我们看见，我们跟神之间的那个亲密的关系，胜过于这个用那个超级胶水把两个人胶在一起。
That's why Lord Jesus says, "He who eats my flesh."Drinks my blood will abide in me and I in him.
所以主在这里说吃我肉喝我血的人常住在我里面我也住在他里面。
And also the third point is that it is most, what is the third point? Most personal. Thank you.
所以第三个我们讲到的是什么呢是最最直接的或者个人的那个关系
Now even though somebody else really really love you if you're hungry to a point to starve and you're about to die
所以有一个人真是那样子的爱你而当你真是饿到那个地步快要死的时候
He cannot eat for you
他不能为你来吃
If he or she eats and drinksHe survived, but you still starve and you still die.
即便他在那里替你吃，但是他能活着，但你仍然要死。
No one can eat and drink for us if you want to live.
所以你要活，你必须自己吃喝，不能人来替你。
You're born to a Christian family, your parents' faithCannot transmit it to you.
出生在一个基督徒的家里面，你父母的信仰，他们的信心并不能传到你的身上。
They believe in the Lord, they live, but if you don't believe, then you die.
他们信，他们能活着，但你若不信，你要死亡。
If we want to live, then we have to eat and drink ourselves.
若是我们要想活着，我们必须自己来吃喝。
That's why it's the most personal relationship with God.
所以这个是一个最直接的与神之间的关系。
So in the relationship with God, we often says God has sons and daughters, but God does not have grandchildren.
所以我们这样说，我们的神他有儿和女，但是他有儿女，但是他没有第三代的孙子孙女。
Because the relationship has to be very personal.
因为这个关系必须是直接的。
It doesn't mean that God does not tell us about our children and children's children.
他并不是在这里说我们的孩子的孩子。
There's a lot of instructions for us to really teach us how to raise our children and children's children.
哦，有许多在那里讲说如何来来培养下一代，我们的儿女或者儿女的儿女。
But in terms of a faith with God, it always direct relationship. We are all sons and daughters of God.
所以说到与神之间的关系必须是直接从主那里来的，我们都是神的儿女。
Now the fourth point, so it's already
第四点 没有，这个是第四点。
This is already 第四点。 Yeah, all right. Now fifth point.
No, the fourth one. 我们接下来说
the
most important one.
A most important one, yes. Yeah, I actually shared the gospel this morning in the car, so now I forgot almost what. All right, so the fourth point is the most important relationship.
第四就是说到最重要的这个关系。
It's because about eternal life.
就是关乎于永恒的生命。
Not about this physical life that we have on earth.
不是因着我们这个肉身的这个生命。
But physical life is just temporary.
这个肉身的生命是短暂的。
So that no matter who you are, what race you have, you are, and where you are born, that everyone under the heavens, on this earth, God wants us to find out the Lord Jesus and believe in Him.
所以无论你在哪里出生，你是怎样的种族，你主都在寻找你，希望你能够信他。
Because ultimate purpose of our life, physical life here, temporarily, is to find the eternal life, to get eternal life through trusting in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们短暂的在地上的这个生命，实在是为着我们能够找到、寻到这个永恒的生命。
That's why we have this notion of eternity, and we have a notion of this perfect.Perfection.
所以我们有这样的概念，说到这个永恒，说到这个完全。
Even though none of a human being experiences shows that there's perfection or there's eternity.
虽然我们人的自己的经验，我们没有经历过这个完全或者这个永恒。
Especially through the modern science, we all know that nothing is eternal, nothing is perfect.
借着现代的科学，我们能够知道，没有一样事情是完全的或者永恒的。
Even though you use a ruler and draw a straight line,
所以，即便当你用一把直尺在那里画一条直线
，that straight line actually is not perfect.
而这条线也不完全。
But because we have notion of perfection, so we think this is a perfect.
因为我们有这个完全的这个概念，所以我们想这条直线是完全的。
You use a compass to draw the circle. You said this is perfect circle. That's actually not perfect circle.
所以当我们用这个圆规在那里想要画一个圆的时候，我们以为是完全，其实也不。
Even though science of mathematics, is close to perfection.
即便这个科学或者数学是这样的接近完全
，But in the world, in our experience, nothing is perfect.
但是在我们的生活经历当中，没有一样是完全的。
But amazingly, we all have the concept of eternity and also perfection.
但是实际上，我们确实是有这样子的一个概念，完全和永远。
where does it come from?
哪里来的呢？
Because God put that in our heart.
因为神把这个放在我们心里。
God put the eternity in our heart.
神把永恒放在我们心里。
God have notion of perfection in our heart.
神把这个完全的这个概念放在我们心中。
Because that's the true image of God.
这个实在是我们神他自己的形象。
So we long to have this eternal thing.
所以我们心中渴慕这个永远永恒的东西。
All the things that make us happy and make us glorious, the something that we think is good, we want them to last forever.
所以那一些让我们喜乐的，让我们觉得美好的，我们很希望这个东西是可以持续到永远的。
If we cannot last, when they are gone, we feel sad.
所以当这些慢慢消失，我们心中就会有感伤。
So God wants telling us, God wants to tell us that when we believe in the Lord Jesus, we'll have this eternal life.
当主告诉我们，我们相信他，我们有永远永生。
As a seed in my heart, in our heart.
就好像是一粒种子进到我们的心中。
Yesterday, I was watching a video that, you know, the Nobel Prize winner, Yang Zhenglin, a Chinese scientist, passed away, I think, last week.
昨天我在看一个录像，说到的是这个中国的科学家杨振宁，他过世，他是一个诺贝尔的得主。
And he gave at the very end, it's an hour long, and he gave his brief, his own biography, where he was born, where he studied, and the teachers that he met, those are the prize winners themselves, throughout his life, how he discovered this important truth in the science, etc. And then, in the very, very end, he quoted a poem, poem. So I want to read it. Yeah, this, you don't have it, I know that, because last moment, and I want to read it, and this translation. I use a Google Translate, so you can just read it.
所以他为自己做了一个所谓那个传记一样的，把他哪里出生，在哪里长大，在哪里求学，完了遇到的他的恩师，所有这一切他都记载下来，最后他写了一个有一首短诗。
It's by William Blake, last century.
这个就是过去的一世纪一眨眼，是吗？
How do you know that?
I don't know, just translate.
Oh, alright. now the poem goes like this. He lived in during the 19th century. Alright. So he says in the topic of is right. It's in a grain of sand and heaven. So here it goes. Right. To see a world in a grain of sand.
他生活在这个十九世纪。
Let me read it first, and then she'll translate the whole thing. To see a world in a grain of sand, and a heaven in a wild flower. Hold infinity in the palm of your hand, and eternity in an hour.
一粒沙里见世界，一朵野花里见天堂，无限握于掌心，永恒于一瞬间。
Now, I hope that I wish that I could read it as a sound more poetic, but it says we can look at this eternity, right? We can know them in the very small things in this creation.
他在这里说到，就是借着我们主的这个创造，很小的一样事情，我们可以看到永恒。
If you believe in the Lord,
若是你相信主，
God will have this eternal life as a seed in your hearts.
主会把这个永恒的生命当做一个种子。
Through that life, you can know God.
借着这一生，你能够来认识。
Last time I shared a brother whose name is the author of Practice the Presence of God.
上次我介绍到我们这位弟兄他是写那个与主同在的这本书的作者。
Brother Lawrence.
劳伦斯弟兄。
And then he told us that how he came to believe in Lord Jesus, believe in God, was when he saw a leaf falling down from a tree.
他说到他是怎样来开始认识主的，是因为他看见有一个树叶从树上掉下来。
Now from this poet, they have similar thoughts and hearts.
在这首短诗里面，我们看见有相同的这样的思想和意念。
You can see the whole world in a grain of sand.
你可以从一粒沙子来看见这个世界。
You can see heaven in wild flower.
你可以从一朵野花里头看见天堂。
I was so touched by it, so I have to record it and share it with you.
我实在非常的得着，所以我把这个记录下来跟大家分享。
So this is a fourth point. That's why most important relationship you want to have. You don't want to leave this world without salvation.
这是最重要的，这个有关于这个关系，我们不要离开这个世界之前，我们没有得着这个永生。
You don't want to leave this place today without salvation.
你不愿意离开这个世界，今天离开这个世界，没有得着这个永远的生命。
Now, fifth one, I also just add, this eating, drinking, stands for most active relationship.
说到这个吃喝，告诉我们这第五点就是最最活泼的那一点。
Most lively or active relationship.
与神之间那个活泼的那个关系。
It's like I can use an example. It's like a Facebook, right? So you never update your Facebook for 2 or 3 years. People thought wonder that you were still alive.
所以刚刚讲过的这个脸书这个例子，若是你两三年都没有在那里更新，人们可能在那里想你是不是还活着。
So Lord Jesus used eating drinking because as I mentioned before, like we eat at least 3 meals a day.
主在这里用吃主喝主的这个例子，因为我们每一天至少要吃三餐。
Some people believe in the Lord, they receive eternal life.
有的人信了主以后得着了永生。
But they never actually make it active, make a relationship with the Lord every day, every moment.
但是他们与主之间的关系不是那样子的活泼，不是每一天与主有关系。
After this, the peace and joy that the person enjoyed when he or she came to the Lord.
当他们来到主那里得着主，他们里面得着平安喜乐以后，
Soon after, they forgot about it.
但很快他们就忘记了。
Even though they have this eternal life, but they didn't act upon it.
即便他们有了这个永生，但是他们没有把这个持续下去。
They didn't update Facebook.
他们没有更新脸书。
For several years.
好几年都是这样。
You don't even know this person is alive or not.
所以你不知道这个人是否活着。
So this relationship using eating, drinking is telling us that we should always active. This relationship always current, always now.
说到这个吃主喝主，说到这个关系是应该活泼的，是一直都是在今天是活的。
At least once a day.You can pray to him. You can read his word to him.
至少每一天我们都会说，我们向他祷告，我们来读他的话语。
So people never update their Facebook before the Lord, not before the. I use that mixed it together. Is that they are like their own experience and from outside, they are like non-believers.
当我们在主面前，我们从来不来跟他与有这个亲密关系的时候，我们好像只活在外面的世界。
They even feel themselves as non-believers.
好像他们就像一个不信主的人，他们自己也觉得自己不信。
So John specifically, he mentioned believing 98 times in his whole gospel. And every time he used this active sense, this present sense.
所以约翰在这里他的福音书里头有98次提到相信而用的每一次都是现在时主动语态。
He never used a noun form. He never used the word faith.
他不用名词，也不是在那里用一个信心这个词。
He always used believing, believing, believing 98 times.
他一直用的就是这个动词相信98次。
Always in the current tense.
而且总是现在的这个现在时。
And always moving, active.
而且都是主动的往前的。
Believing.
现在进行时。
So that's what Lord Jesus wants to convey to us, what believing in Him means.
这边就是主在这里要告诉我们相信他意味着什么。
And then Lord Jesus, after He told His disciples the truth of believing in Him, He who eats my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life. But those disciples, being Jews themselves, they were very offended.
当主在告诉他的门徒，你们要吃我肉、喝我血的时候，他的那些门徒作为犹太人，他们里面实在是被得罪了。
So let Lord Jesus tell them this.
接着主告诉他们。
In verse 63, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
63节说到，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
So what does that mean by the flesh profits nothing?
这里什么意思呢？肉体是无益的。
It means that to know God, you cannot use our physical body, the experience that you have in your body, the knowledge we gain through the physical senses around this world, in this world, all the experiences, all the knowledge, all the wisdom we get from this world, we cannot rely on that to know God.
所以我们来认识神的时候，我们不能单单靠我们的这个感官、肉体的感官，或者我们心思里面的这些知识也好、智慧也好，我们不能靠着这些来认识神。
It has to be in the spirit.
这个必须是在灵里。
That's why Lord Jesus says, "Flesh profits nothing."
所以主说，肉体是无益的。
And only spirit gives life.
只有灵能够给我们生命。
So when God created man, created you and me,
所以神造你我,
He created three parts.
他有三个部分,
body, soul, and spirit.
身体、魂与灵。
Body is the one that using five senses, five organs to communicate with this physical world.
我们的肉体就是我们的身体有五官，五个感官是与外面的世界有接触、有交通。
To gain experiences and knowledge through this physical world.
来得着，从这个世界来得着这些知识、这些的经历。
And the soul part is people summarize it into our emotion, our mind, and our will.
而我们的魂主要是由心思、情感和意念组成。
That's our conscious level. So we all feel something, we know, we feel something. And we all think something, we all know what we think. And we all have want to do something, right? So we all know that. So through these main elements, this is part of our conscious level, our soul.
所以这个是讲到良心这个层面的，我们思想的，我们意识到的，意识层面的，对，不是良心。 我们意识层面的，说到我们的心思、我们的情感或者是意志上的，所能感觉到的这个意识层面。
And also the conscience as well. We all know if we do something wrong, our conscience say no, right? If we do something good, you know, we feel good because our conscience approves.
所以我们的良心也在里面告诉我们对的、错的、好的、坏的。
But there's another part. It's our spirit that is for communicating with God.
还有那部分就是灵的那部分，是我们与神交通的那部分。
So through the spirit, we can know God. When God speaks to us, we can hear His voice in our spirit. And when He shows us a vision, we can see it in the spirit.
所以在灵里面我们能够认识神他说什么，我们能够听见他给我们看见的一个意象，我们也能看见。
But unfortunately, if you ask me that, why I don't see God's vision and why I cannot hear His voice, that's because our spirit is dead. Because of sins.
很可惜，因着罪，我们的灵死了，所以我们常常说，为什么我看不见神的意象，也听不见神向我说话。
Your first parents, when they disobey God, God said, the moment you, the day you eat that fruit of knowledge of good and evil, you will die.
我们的先祖亚当他在那里违背了神的命令，神说你只要在那里吃这是善恶树上的果子，你必定死。
And the Bible, New Testament tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
在圣经以弗所书的二章讲到你们是死在过犯罪恶中的。
So when we're dead, actually we're dead in a spirit. Our spirit does not function anymore.
我们说到这个死亡是说到灵里的死亡，那个灵就再没有功用。
If a person does not believe in the Lord, that the spirit is dead, it's not functioning.
所以当一个人不信主的时候，他的灵是死的。
So when we believe in the Lord, then God will replace itGive us a new spirit, and He will come and live in our spirit.
当我们相信他的时候，神把这个心灵放在我们里面，来代替过去的那个。
You know, someone used an example. He says, if a car broken, and in Asia, we put him to a garage. Garage, the technicians try to fix it for us, you know. And so the cost would be a lot cheaper, right?Fix it. But in America, if you put over the garage, they'll look at it, oh, something broken, they'll replace whole parts. It's more expensive.
所以在亚洲我们都有这样的经验，你的车坏掉了带到车行，他一般都给你修好。而在这边常常你去车行，他一般来说就是帮你整个部件给换。
So God, without spirit,we're dead because of sin. When we believe in the Lord Jesus, God replaced with a new spirit.
所以我们的那个因着罪而死的这个灵主，当我们信主的时候，他就把一个新的灵来换掉了。
Now what is the cost? The cost dearly to God. It cost the life of our Lord Jesus.
而这个代价实在是非常的高，因为这个代价就是我们主耶稣他的生命。
So he gave us a new spirit. Now we can now restore to communication with God.
他把这个心灵给我们，让我们恢复与神之间的交通。
So that eternal life also that in our spirit, that as a seed, some Bibles sometimes tell us it's like a seed.
所以圣经里常常说这个永生好像就是一个生命的种子。
And then through another interface. So spirit to me has two interfaces.
还有一个就是说到我们的灵它有两个接口。
So one is toward God, the other one toward you yourself. It's through this interface of emotions, mind and will and conscience.You communicate to our conscious level.
所以一面是通向神的，另外一面是通向我们自己，而借着心思、情感、意志和良心来跟我们外面的这个意识有交通。
So spirit takes what is from God and through this second interface with you communicate to you so you will know. You'll feel what God says. You'll think about what God said to you and you'll want to follow the Lord.
所以借着这一个这个灵，我们从神那里领受到神他所喜悦的，我们在那里说感觉到了，我们也愿意来遵守，我们就遵守他所要我们做的。
So here we see that when Lord Jesus asked them, so are you going to go away like other disciples? Because they, a lot of them stopped following the Lord Jesus because of Lord told them that truth, the believing is eating him and drinking him. So they just left Lord Jesus. So Lord turned to the 12 disciples and asked them, do you want to leave as well?
所以许多的门徒听到主耶稣说吃他肉喝他血都慢慢的离开了，但是主向着他的十二个门徒也问他们同样的，你们也要离开吗？
Simon Peter said this, right? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. So just two important elements.
所以西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。这边有两个重要的点。
One is that the words the Lord Jesus has spoken.
一个是主耶稣说的话。
The other one is of belief, our belief and our knowledge.
这第二个就是说我们信了，而且我们承认了。
Because Peter says, we have believed and come to know, have come to know. So these are two important elements. So second part, we just shared about words of the Lord Jesus. He spoke to us. These words are spirit and life. We need to accept in our spirit through our trusting in the Lord. So here, Peter says very clearly, so we have believed and come to know.
在这里彼得说我信了而且又知道，那神主耶稣他所说的话实在叫我们在这里来
You have to believe first and then know.
我们必须先相信，完了我们才能看见。
So that's why Peter says, we have believed and have come to know the Lord.
所以彼得在这里说，我们相信了，所以我们也知道了。
So not only Lord Jesus, the words he spoken is spirit and life. If we take it in, so that's why we have to believe.
所以主说他的话就是灵，就是生命，我们不单是相信，我们还得要接收。
Because believing is also is take it in, receive it.
所以相信也是接收。
And it says, then we know the Lord.
接着我们就说我们知道了神。
So I give you a very simple example that everything, actually, people saying that seeing is believing, actually it's not, it's believing is seeing.
人说看见了就是相信，但其实是说相信了才是看见。
Even in our common experience,
就是我们共同的一些经历。
You all drive cars here today this morning, I believe.
我相信你们都是开车来到这里。
No one came here with the Superman suit.
没有人是穿着那个超人的这个衣服飞来的。
When you saw others.Driving the car go everywhere, you believe that. You believe that what you see is truth.
所以当你看见人在那里开车到处往来的时候，你相信这是一个事实。
You have to believe first what you see is truth.
首先你要相信你看见的是一个事实。
Then you will apply for drive a license and buy a car and drive this morning to the church.
所以呢，你就会去啊、考驾照，完了买车，来再开车来到。
But if you watch TV, a movie with the Superman, with the suit, he can fly.
当你在那看电视的时候，你看到那个有关于超人的这个电影，他能够在那飞。
But you don't believe this is true, so none of us came here this morning with the Superman suit.
你不相信这是一个真的，所以没有人是这样子来到我们中间。
So believing actually have to come first.
所以相信必须在先。
Believe what you see.
相信你所看见。
Actually, otherwise seeing means nothing.
否则的话，这个看见就实在没有任何意义。
So here, Peter says, believe, trust in the Lord.
所以彼得在这里说，我们信了。信主了
Then you will get to know the Lord Jesus.
接着你就知道，你认识这位神。
Through the words of God.
借着神的话。
So that's what Lord Jesus want to tell us this morning today.
这就是主今天要告诉我们的。
He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生
He will abide in me I in him
他要藏在我里面我也藏在他里面
God wants us to establish this relationship with God with himself in the most essential most intimate most personal most important and most lively relationship
神要我们与他建立这样子的一种关系是最需要最亲密最直接最重要也是最活泼的关系
Let's pray
我们祷告
Father God thank you for this grace of sharing your word
父啊谢谢你赐给我们这样的恩典能够来传讲你的话语
And may the Holy Spirit retainWhat is from you in the message in our hearts?
愿圣灵在这里保守从你而来的信息
so that we can receive light from now on from your word.
我们可以从你的话中得着亮光
and lead us to the Lord Jesus to have this eternal life.
带领我们来到主耶稣的面前得着这个永远的生命。
And have this fellowship with him.
有与他之间的交通。
From now on to eternity.
从现在直到永远。
In Christ Jesus, his most holy precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣最圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Take a minute and look at our bullpen for the